Spoke about the Melbourne Rebels pre-season, Tim, didn't we? Yep. And we are a sports program across, and particularly parochial from a Melbourne point of view. The Melbourne Victory, the Melbourne Storm being great. AFL speaks for itself, of course. Melbourne City. We never really got immersed into the Melbourne Rebels, and we wondered why when we posed the question to our audience, and they just hadn't been able to capture a slice of this very famous sporting market here in Melbourne. Well, they made the best possible start this year to doing exactly that. It would appear that they've absolutely got their house in order. They're 2 wins from 2 games played after the opening fortnight of the Super Rugby season, and then you backtrack and you go, okay, what's changed?
Super coach
at 34 years of age. His name's David Vessel's been good enough to join us. Welcome, David. Congratulations to the start of the year.
Morning, guys. Yeah, thanks for having me.
That is, your history is unbelievable. 34 years of age is young in terms of senior coaches of, you know, senior competitions. How did it all come about?
Well, I've aged about 3,000 years in the last couple of days. I'm still here, but I've been very lucky. Like, I started out, funny enough, coaching at the Brumbies a couple of years ago when Jake White, who was the Springbok coach, the South African national coach, came over. So that's how I ended up in Australia, and I was just been lucky enough to be able to stick around, I guess.
Hey, good morning to you, David. But you were working at Sports Illustrated in South Africa at one stage. So did you start out as a journalist, or were you working in another capacity at Sports Illustrated?
No, I worked in another capacity there, but it was quite a crazy story because Jake White came to get interviewed for the magazine. And I just happened to get up from my desk at the time and go to make a cup of coffee. And we sort of knew each other because I was coaching club rugby there at the time. But not, I wouldn't say we knew each other well. And we sort of bumped into each other in the corridor and ended up kind of sitting in the boardroom and drawing out some things and talking rugby. And, you know, we stayed in touch over the next couple of weeks. And then he was offered the Brumbies job and said to me, would I like to come with him? So it was... when you talk about luck, it really was just an unbelievable piece of luck.
Well, there's been, reading about you, there's been a lot of chance meetings, you know, in your life, and you weren't one of the great rugby players of all time, but were you always destined, do you now believe, to be a coach?
I like it. I mean, I've got the best job in the world, and if you don't think you've got the best job in the world, you haven't worked a real job, you know what I mean? But it's... I was pretty terrible as a player, to be honest. So I always knew that I was never going to be a player, you know. But I loved the game and wanted to find a way to stay involved, and sort of started out coaching pretty much as I left school. And then, as I say, just been incredibly lucky with the people that I've met along the way and people that have given me a sort of leg up along the way.
We're speaking to the young coach, David Vessels, Melbourne Rebels. Hey, David, can you talk us through, and this is part of the selling of the story, I think, maybe a lot of Melbourne people, sports people here, don't realise that you coached the Western Force last year. They are no longer, so there's been so much emerging, but certainly there's a strong Western Force influence in this Melbourne Rebels team now.
Yeah, there is, but I mean, to be honest, we all think of ourselves as Rebels now, you know what I mean? What's happened in the past has happened, and everybody that's made the move over here is pretty committed to what we're doing at the moment, and... I think that's a real credit to everybody involved. Like, guys have had to, put themselves out there, I guess, get to know new people in a very short space of time. And I think that's really been the thing that I'm most proud of in terms of the performances that we've had, is just that, you know, the rugby is one part of it, but the fact that we're playing for each other and we feel and look like a team, I think, is the thing that makes me most pleased.
Have you been able to, do you think, sort of immerse yourself into Melbourne and the sporting culture, the actual town, because I think it plays a really big role. I think if you spoke to the Melbourne Storm and even Kevin Musket with the Victory and those, I think the actual town can have an influence on how you set up the culture of a club.
Oh, 100%. And I think just, you know, we're based at Amy Park, and, you know, you sort of have lunch and, all, you know, all these famous sportsmen are sitting on the tables alongside you, which is pretty special. You know, there's not too many places in the world that have that diversity of sport and experience all in one place, you know. So we're doing as much as we can to learn from all the other teams that are in our precinct, and we just want to, it's something that we definitely should be leveraging.
We're talking to Dave Vessels, the Melbourne Rebels coach. You are 34 years of age, which is young in the coaching business, but you had an interesting experience with the Western Force, and you've talked about, you know, lots of mistakes you make as a young coach, that type of thing, and you know, the thing that sort of has become one of the, I'll say, the sexy things in sport, particularly in AFL football, is this whole exposing yourself as a coach or a leader, this vulnerability. Are you into that type of thinking as a coach too, David?
Yeah, I mean, I think everything that happened last year, probably, I think the big learning for it out of it for me was just to be yourself. You know what I mean? You're going to make a lot of mistakes along the way, but I think if you prepare to put your hand up and sort of say in front of the team, geez, I cocked that up, you know, that was no good. I think as long as they don't think it's an effort error, as long as they think that you were trying, you know, you might have made an error of judgment or a skill error, that's okay. And then what you're demonstrating really to the players is that making mistakes and things like that is just a central part of the learning process, you know, and if you're not prepared to make some mistakes, you're not being brave and you're not going to get better. So, we've tried to demonstrate that, not only me, but all the coaching group, just in the way that the language that we use to the players and the honesty that we use to them. You know, we're not perfect by any means, but we're all, I guess, on a sort of journey to try to get better.
The Rebels game on Friday, Tim, is the only professional sport in Melbourne this weekend. So if ever there's been a chance to sample a new sport or a new code and get behind our team, it is our team, Tim, then this would be the one. It's the Australian Conference blockbuster against the Brumbies. So you'd love to see a full house wander along to that one, Dave.
Yeah, it's an opportunity for us to win for the first time ever 3 games in a row. And I mean, that sounds ridiculous, but I think in some ways people forget that, you know, we're only a handful of years old. So the challenge is us is to start to create some of our own story and to be consistently competitive now. We got 2 bonus points in the first 2 games, which means we scored enough tries to get maximum points out of those games. So it's been a bit of a dream start for us, but certainly a win on Friday would mean a lot. And it's against a team in the Australian Conference. So how the competition works is teams in our conference, when they do the playoff calculations, you compete directly with teams in your conference. And so the Brumbies are obviously an Australian-based team, so they're directly in our conference. So a win against them is almost worth 2 in a way, because not only are you winning, but they're not winning. So it's a massive game for us.
Good luck. It's a big, big game. We're getting a lot of feedback. People are loving listening to you this morning, David. One other thing that they want to know too is whether or not you're related to Kepler vessels.
If I had a dollar for every time I've been asked that over the last couple of weeks, but the answer is no, unfortunately.
So Vessels is like Smith over there in South Africa. Is it a common name, is it?
Yeah.
Hey, Dave, great to talk to you. Appreciate you giving us some time. Good luck on the weekend, and we'll stay in touch throughout the year.